Roxo Media House.
Jeff Wilson started covering the Texas Rangers in 2008, though he'll never forget 2021. Out on his own, he decided it was time to do a podcast, but his wheels were spinning until a nerd came along. There's no going back now. Welcome to the Texas Rangers Baseball Podcast. Here's your host, Jeff Wilson, and the recliner nerd himself, John Moore.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Rangers Today Baseball Podcast. This is episode number 76. Wow. And today joining us is Texas Rangers first baseman Nathaniel Lowe. And this is our spring training edition brought to you by Premier Properties. Premier Properties is a full-service real estate company. So if you're looking to buy, sell, lease, or rent, or if you need property management, they do all of that. They do my properties. Premier Properties has been in business for over 30 years. If you want to get a hold of them, you can DM me or you can call them at 972-298-4000. That's 972-298-4000. Or just go to the website. It describes everything they do at swdallasrealty.com. That's SW, like Southwest, DallasRealty.com. Jeff, you are back in Arizona. What's up?
Well, it's a night game tonight. It's Thursday. It didn't rain, which is remarkable for apparently this week. We're down to the last 3 days of camp, and it's time to make some decisions. It's time for guys to get healthy. Got some injuries that have crept up. So it's time to go. You know, it's time to get home and get the season started.
Okay, camp break Saturday. Care to? Are you going to do another roster prediction?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I might not. I mean, that's kind of like shooting the layup at this point. But I don't know that a lot has changed, you know, in the last week. Cole Reagans is pitching tonight. I think he has an opportunity to make this team. He's pitched really well. There's some medical things that have to be cleared up before the roster can be set. So that may be what causes this thing to trickle into next week until after those exhibition games. You know, the Rangers play Monday and Tuesday night at Globe Life Field and have the day off, then the opener on the 30th, and then a day off. So lots of days off. And those off days probably factor into how they're going to shape their rotation too. But I think sure. At this point, they have an idea what they want to do. They haven't made an announcement. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens on Friday. So by the time this show is live, we should know who the opening day starter is. I think the two choices are Martin Perez and Jacob DeGrom. And, DeGrom, yeah, the big signing, the best pitcher in baseball when he's healthy. But Martin Perez did a lot for this team last year. And traditionally, the Rangers, and not just the Rangers, but teams everywhere, reward the pitcher who had the best season for them the previous year if he's back. And Martin's back. So we'll see.
He is back. Did you see him? He's been out there?
Yeah, he's here. He's pitching in a minor league game. He told us yesterday it was tonight, but he's going out right now to warm up. So he's pitching in a minor league game this afternoon. And whatever. He's happy. You know, he enjoyed his World Baseball Classic experience, even though it didn't end well for him with that short start. But he says that the short start hasn't affected his readiness for the season. So right. We'll see what happens today.
That's good. And, this is an interesting thing with roster decisions looming. Let's do a couple of things. First, let's go into who do we think is going to start on the IL? Who are some guys we think probably doesn't look like they're – Odorizzi's one, I believe.
Jake Odorizzi will be on the injured list.
Leody also.
It appears as if, Spencer Howard – who hasn't pitched since March 1st will be on the injured list. Glenn Otto, who was scratched during warmups the other day, he hasn't pitched since then with a side issue. That's a big one in terms of figuring out who will be a bullpen candidate or candidates are. And then Leody Taveras, who is swinging right-handed again, so he's swinging from both sides. The question is just if there's enough time for him to get ready.
It's more about him getting at bats.
Get enough at bats for the season. And there are avenues to get him there. You know, he doesn't have to break camp with the team Saturday. He can stay here and hitting minor league games. He can bat first every inning, of whatever game is happening at that time. There's usually two going on simultaneously. He could go from one field and then go bat in the other field. It's just the way that it works. And do you want a guy to get 20 at bats in a day? I mean, that's a realistic number. He could do that. But do you want him to do that if he's coming off of injury? So it just depends on how fast they want to roll him out. My feeling is that he probably does start on the injured list. I think the Rangers have been conservative with injuries this spring. I think that carries over into the season. If he misses a week of April, that's better than him getting hurt again and missing 6 weeks, let's say. So,
We're starting out
but
horrible because it's
those are the four guys who are dealing with stuff.
And you don't want him to come up and with not being prepared and not having enough at bats and get off to a poor start just from a timing issue or something to that effect, even though he's healthy. Get him down there, let him go to AAA and just, go play the minor league games, get your ABs, get ready. We know what he can do when he gets up here, or at least we think we know what he can do. This begs the question though. There are some guys that are here on a minor league deal that have a little chance to make this team, especially on the player side. I mean, on the defensive and fielding and hitting side of it. Any of those guys gonna, or look at someone like Danny Duffy, or well, he's going to be on the IL, but he's injured too, and he's on a minor league deal. But Kennedy, is he going to make the team?
I mean that's one I'm kind of hung up on. I think that the Rangers like the idea of a veteran. That's why they got Will Smith. I think they like the idea of multiple veterans, as Ian Kennedy is. And they're not sure who's going to close out games yet. And if you looked at their game Wednesday in the White Sox, which was played in a remarkable hour and 54 minutes, Jonathan Hernandez, Will Smith, and Jose Leclerc were the final three pitchers. You can see that on opening day very easily. I think you can see that in any order, though, at some point during the season. And do you want another veteran arm? And Ian Kennedy has improved throughout the spring. I mean, he's a veteran. He knows how he goes about it. That's why you don't look at spring results early. The one thing that's hampering him is he's not on the 40-man roster. The Rangers are going to have a decision to make with Josh Schwartz, who's out of options, has not pitched well this spring, unfortunately for him. He can't go to the minor leagues because he's out of options, so they would have to designate him for assignment. That creates your 40-man spot. It just, how many 40-man spots are they going to need? Clint Frazier's played well. Does Clint Frazier get a spot? And let's say it comes down to him or Ezekiel Duran. Do the Rangers want Duran getting at bats every day? Clint Frazier's been a part-time player before. He understands how to stay sharp, how to sit, how to, get by with limited at bats per week. I'm not sure that Ezekiel Duran knows how to do that yet, and I don't think the Rangers want to do that with him yet. So that's a decision. Travis Jankowski is another guy. Hasn't had a great spring, but with center field with Tavares potentially banged up, he's an option too. So those are probably, I don't know how many I named. I think I named three. I think those are the three guys, Kennedy, Frazier, Jankowski, who have a chance at the opening of the roster.
Okay, with that comes the even tougher question. There's some guys that probably have a little tingle on the back of their neck or hear someone breathing hot air on the back of their neck because they're candidates to maybe get DFA'd and taking off the 40-man roster. Who are some candidates there? And I'll name one because I kind of think he's played 40-man jiu-jitsu and how he's stayed on so far. I think first and foremost, is Spores the guy that's the is he at the bottom of that list?
Yeah, I think that's I think he's in trouble. As far as he made clear waivers. He's got a big arm. He just hasn't thrown enough strikes.
Someone will get him if he doesn't clear waivers and he doesn't sign back here. Someone will take him into AAA.
Well, right. I mean, well, he. I don't think he would have to accept the Rangers' outright assignment. This would be his first time being placed on waivers and clearing, so he would have to accept the assignment to AAA.
Right.
I I hate to say it, but I'm not sure where if you know where Brad Miller is right now. He's played. He struggled a little bit at the plate. He does have a couple homers, or at least one. He's been limited out of left field because of a little nagging injury. He played first base yesterday. There's been talk about him playing some third base. As good a guy as he is, the reality of it is the Rangers might have better options. But again, I think they're paying him $4 or $5 million this year. That's a tough pill to swallow. And he is a guy who was injured last year. The Rangers don't think they saw the player they thought they were getting. So they may still give him that chance. He is a veteran and a good guy, understands
He's
again
not
how to
bad
play as a
pinch
bench
hitting
player.
either.
There are at bats available at designated hitter form.
Coming off for a
It's
pitch
just
hit.
honestly, if we're being honest, I think his name would come up in the conversation.
What about King?
I'm not sure. He's not out of options, I don't believe, is he?
I don't know, but
I think he's okay. I don't know that he makes the team. I don't think he's had a bad spring. I don't think he's had a particularly good spring. I just
if he's
think that,
gotten options, he's
I
more
mean,
attractive. Yeah.
well, I just think when you look at the bullpen and then the needs that the team has, okay, you're gonna have LeClerc, yes, Will Smith, yes, Jonathan Hernandez. All right, there's three. You're gonna have Taylor Hearn and Brock Burke. That's five.
Right.
How many multi-inning guys do you want?
Exactly.
You're thinking. I mean, in addition to Burke and Hearn, do you want a Reagans and a Dunning? All right,
Right.
so that's seven. So do you take Ian Kennedy? That's eight. There's a it's a tough spot. I'm not
Yeah.
saying King's not a candidate because he is, but because he can pitch multiple innings and he's done it before. So it could be King, Dunning, and Reagans who are the guys in the mix for that last spot or two.
Well, is there anybody that we talked about earlier that's a candidate to go on the 60-man DIL, and that way that would open a spot too, or are most of them they're not that far
Yeah, I
off?
don't think so. I don't see any 60 days out there. The Odorizzi thing, it's and I guess it would be Howard too with this arm fatigue. It's hard to pin down when a guy can get through it to the point where he feels like he can
Right.
participate, and not be a liability. And I mean, it's been all spring for Odorizzi, and we're a more than a month in, and he's not close from what it sounds like. So
Right.
I don't know. I don't see a 60-day guy out there to open up a spot. But yeah, you're gonna have to make a hard decision
Yeah,
potentially.
there's some tough ones coming. Barring a trade, there's some tough ones coming because that would be that could potentially clear some spots. Maybe if you could pick up some decent minor, I mean, it would have to be for probably someone that's expendable here that could fill a spot on a team and bring back somebody who's not on a 40 man yet, that a good prospect in return. But I just don't know. I mean, man, this is where I would struggle being the president or general manager or the manager sitting down and trying to make these final cuts, especially on a team like this where it looks like they're going to be competitive. It looks like that they really have a shot to be at least be in this thing for most of the season, and with everything falling the right way, could very well be a wild card contender. That's what makes this thing tough.
Well, I mean, you bring up a good point. The Rangers are in, they keep saying they're in win mode.
Yep.
This isn't like the last couple of years where you're trying to find spot for prospects and do what's best for them and their development. I mean, it's the Rangers want the best 26 players.
Exactly.
They're okay taking guys who've been in the major leagues before. And even though they might still be developing, which is good news for Duran, Smith, and Reagans. But
Right.
they're not in a position anymore where they take a veteran guy like Ian Kennedy a few years ago and try to flip him at
Yep.
the trade deadline. Let's be honest. I mean, in 2021, I know Ian Kennedy had some saves, but being part of that trade that brought Spencer Howard and a couple prospects, I know it doesn't look great now, but that was his biggest contribution to the 2021 Rangers. They're not doing that now. They want the best five starters, eight relievers, and best 13 position players they can get their hands on, and who they think are going to help the team win. And so it is different. It's going back, shoot, I don't know, 2016 is probably the last time we were in this position trying to figure out who was going to be on the roster because this team was trying to win.
It's crazy. I mean, to think about. I just don't know. Well, look, that covers a lot for the big league segment before we get Nathaniel Lowe on here. Nate, Nathaniel, I don't know what, I've got a question for him about that. Of course, he doesn't really care. But anything else you want to discuss? Camp break Saturday. You coming back Saturday?
Yeah, I'll be back Saturday at some point. My wife has a wine club that night. I'm sorry, book club. No, yeah, book club. She has wine club and book club.
Okay.
Book club is basically wine club, except they throw in a book. So she has one of them, and she wants me to get back in time to so we don't have to pay a babysitter or inconvenience a family member. So we'll see, but as of right now, I'm doing a land at 9 o'clock. I'll be here for the game, which starts at noon and is always the fastest game of the spring, although they're going to have a hard time beating an hour 54 yesterday. But it's get on the field, get 27 outs, and get out of town. But you hang around the last day because there will be some news, and then see what happens. But the end of spring, if you haven't already, if you're on the fence for whatever reason, it's time to sign up for Rangers Today for $5.99 a month,
Kick it off,
$35 for
man.
6 months, $60 for a year. And we also have the founding member plan, which is $200 for a
Right.
year. And it includes some stuff. You get, if you have a small business, you get a one-time mention on our podcast. You get to come see a live shooting of the podcast. You never knew it'll show up to that. And then, we might throw in something else like a coffee cup, Rangers Today coffee cup. You look at John Moore's sweet headgear there. We've got Rangers Today ball caps now. So it's a good time to get signed up. It gets you all the way through. If you sign up for the 60 or the 200, it gets you 12 months from the day you sign up to the next year. And then, hey, next year is a leap year, so you get an extra day. So anyway,
Absolutely.
it's good stuff, and you guys need to sign up.
Hey man, let me tell you what. And this coverage goes all the way down from the bus leagues to the top of the organization. That's Chris Young, president of baseball operations. The podcast has had people all the way in the bottom of the organization up through Chris Young also. This is your full Texas Ranger coverage. That's what this is about. We don't do a little Mav stuff on the side or a little Cowboy stuff on. This is Texas Ranger oriented. And if that's your gig and that's what you want and you want to get the best news out there on the Rangers, we seem to be the guys to go to right now. I got to be honest with you. I mean, it's
No,
a.
I think we are. We cover the minor league so well, and
We get access.
we're cheaper than everybody out there.
Exactly.
So, makes a lot of sense, guys.
All right, well, listen, we're going to go to Nathaniel Lowe after this. After that, we're going to go down to the bus leagues. And when we do, Jeff, I want to talk about some guys who might make their major league debut. But we'll have Nathaniel Lowe right after this. Rangers Today spring training coverage is brought to you by Premier Properties. Whether you're buying, selling, leasing, or have someone manage your real estate, Premier Properties is the place for you. They've been serving the DFW area for over 30 years, plus they manage my property, so I should know. If you have any real estate needs, call them at 972-298-4000. That's 972-298-4000. Or go to swdallasrealty.com. That's SW, like Southwest, DallasRealty.com. That's Premier Properties, your Main Street realtor. All right, guys, and joining us right now from Surprise, Arizona, is Texas Rangers first baseman, and he's a friend of the show. It's Nathaniel Lowe. Nate, what's going on, bud?
Hey guys, thanks for having me on.
So last time you were on was some point over the summer. I think it was July or August. You're in Seattle, terrible internet connection. But then you were just Nate Lowe, Texas Rangers first baseman. Now you're Nate Lowe, American League Silver Slugger Award winner and player of the year and all this stuff. What has it in the last year been like for you?
Same guy, just some cooler titles, some cooler superlatives, you know. No, but it's been great. You know, my short game is still not where it needs to be. Not as good off the tee as I want, but, you know, extend a shout out to Callaway. Thanks, guys. I got that new driver coming in. If you want to give me the rest of my bag, it'd be great. no, it's good. It's yeah, it's shaping up at the right time. I like the way that the progression's going, and it's time to play baseball.
The one damn time I don't wear my Callaway hat, it would have been perfect.
Absolutely.
Absolutely perfect. I want on that Callaway sponsorship too. We'll take any sponsorship actually here at Rangers today. So how's your spring been?
Spring's been good. You know, it's nice to come back in with a full, like, regular, say, schedule. You know, there's definitely periods where it feels like it's too long, and it feels like, you know, it's just a get over the hump and get ready to go play. But, you know, that's the way spring training goes. Pace of the games has been pretty good. I think our staff is shaping up to be in a pretty good situation. The position players are, you know, healthy, knock on wood. Thank you for the time being. And, you know, we're getting real close to opening day. It's exciting.
So 2021, the story with you at spring was you took things really slow. You were taking pitches during games. Last year, spring training was shorter, so they asked you to step on the gas. Have you paced yourself any differently this spring, or is it more like 21?
Sort of, kind of. You know, I was allowed to do a pretty good job to get on the backfield and see some of our minor league arms when I needed to. And, you know, they were, you know, nice enough to let me in and let me see some live pitches. I didn't track a ton in the bullpens, even though I wanted to, because, you know, we're featuring some of the best stuff, right-handed and left-handed. So it's, you know, it's a good time. It's my legs feel pretty good, and it's almost here.
So what do you want to improve upon last year? I mean, you hit 300. I know a lot of – we can talk about the defense in a minute, but offensively, where's the room to grow?
I'd like to hit more doubles, and I'd like to hit for more power, you know, and that's just – that's what comes from a good process and not trying to do too much. And, you know, I actually just saw a graphic that said, you know, my first 2 months were not that great, and then the last couple months were a lot better. And it's going to be nice to, you know, hopefully jump into it on a hot streak start the season and see how long we can ride that out.
Yeah, I remember last year I did a Rangers program story on you, and you did start out pretty well like those first 2 weeks. And you went into a slump, and you said you're getting your teeth kicked in. But, I mean, it's a long season. Did you learn from that?
Yes. That was a hard stretch, you know, between, you know, getting moved in, because I hadn't stayed in the same house before. It was my first time being with the same team again, you know, and being on a major league team. And yeah, it's definitely there are ups and downs to the game. And it felt like that was a pretty heavy down, but that was something that I needed to go through, you know, because in order to get better, we have to learn and, you know, take your failures as learning points and figure out what to improve on. And I feel like it just redirected me to play the game in front of me instead of trying to do too much.
So the defense, you wanted to get better. You talked about that the last time you were on. It wasn't so much the errors. It was the plays that you felt like you should have made that you weren't making. So how do you get better defensively?
You know, the game's going to be in a lot better rhythm this year. With what we've done in-house, we've actually moved Tony Beasley from an outfield coordinator to an infield coordinator. And he and I have gotten on a really good routine going out to get our work in early. And then Rags is still around helping players too. And, you know, now being comfortable next to both Marcus and Corey, it's exciting. And then Josh is on the other side. And with the pitch clock and with the new staff, the ball's going to be in play a lot more. I think we're just going to play faster defense, and that's going to be good for me.
Yeah, I mean, When a game is slow and pitchers are walking guys or whatever, fielders can lose their rhythm. Yes. I mean, there is such a thing as fielding rhythm.
Yes. Yeah. The ball in play and count leverage is huge. And I think that we're going to do a good job of getting ahead in the count and keeping the ball in play. And, you know, maybe it's not the 2-0 line drive that you had to catch. Now it's the 1-2 jam ball, you know, and because you're on the offensive with your glove on, you know, you can kind of control the action a little bit, and it'll be nice to put that into play.
So you were gone yesterday before the game ended, but hour 54.
Hour 54.
Is that too fast, or
Are you okay with the way things are going? Spring training, nothing's too fast. Nothing's too fast. Yeah. Hour 54 in season's going to be weird. You know, I hope that we're on the right end of a couple hour 54s because that means that we pitched really well. But that also means that the other team probably pitched really well. So, you know, if it's a 2-0 win, I guess that's fine. You know, I get in bed at a better time. I get to sleep a little bit better, and that's how it goes. But yeah, for spring training, the pace has been fantastic.
What's the sweet spot for you? Is there a sweet spot for you on how long a 9-inning regular season game should take?
No, 2.5 maybe. As long as I'm involved, you know, I don't necessarily feel like the game flew by and I like didn't contribute and I didn't really play. That's so, you know, these hour and 54 minute games where maybe you don't get a hit or you don't get on base or you don't get any plays in the field. It's like, well, you know, it's a team game. And I guess it's a bit of a good reminder that it's a team game, but you know, you want to contribute every day.
Do you like defensively, do you like the no shift?
Yes, I actually really do. It's good. This is the first time that I get to use a card to kind of go figure out positioning stuff and see where I need to start and pay attention to that a little bit. But you know, it's been an adjustment period. I've noticed that I can't really socialize with the umpire or with the first base coach, and that's okay because that means that I'm playing and I'm involved in the game. So, you know, I don't want to be rude to those guys, but when that clock starts, it's time to start playing.
That's part of your charm, though. Late low charm, talking, you know, the turtleneck and the mustache and sitting there and talking to the guys.
Yeah, but maybe we charm them more with play than words. That'd be ideal.
All right. As you might recall from the last time, this is where John Moore kind of takes over. And this time, for this episode, since it's your second episode, we have some fan questions.
Fan questions.
And we know you love the fans.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. So this guy's name is Tasty Brisket 10.
Oh, I know his name.
All right. He said last year you had a bet with Brad Miller where he had to take batting practice in jeans. Any chance that's going to go this year, and what could be the bet?
So backstory was I had not hit a home run yet. And we had a long flight from Cleveland to Oakland. And yeah, it just kind of came out because I was feeling kind of off that day and said, you know what, like it's going to happen sooner or later. So if I hit a homer, you got to wear the jeans. And I did. And I'm pretty sure everything kind of like fell apart after that team-wise. So, you know, after Brad took batting practice in blue jeans and then we wind up 40 games under 500, maybe let's not go with the blue jeans again this year. So I hate to disappoint Tasty, but I don't think blue jeans are coming back to the field.
Okay, Ranger Source. Now, we know kind of your feeling, but he apparently doesn't remember it. Do you prefer Nate or Nathaniel? They made a big deal last year, but he doesn't remember. You don't really care, do you?
Not one bit. A lot of people call me Nate. A lot of people call me Nathaniel. It does not bother me one way or another. Nathaniel is on my roster because it's official. And honestly, at one point, the MLB had listed me as David Natel, N-A-T-E-L. I'm like, you know, man, I get it. I don't have a lot of time, so I can't really talk back. But, you know, at least spell my name right. And then when my mom tweeted it 2 years ago, apparently that was a PR nightmare. So, yeah, I'm kind of picking up the pieces. We're kind of picking up the pieces of that for almost 2 years. But I have no preference.
I know. I remember it was mom that said something about it. It had to be fun. Okay, Andrew Fegley. Hey, how has the chemistry changed in the clubhouse with the big signings?
It's been cool. You know, outside of signings, too, the staff has been great. Bringing in Boach and Will and probably a couple other names that I'm going to miss. You know, they're guys that have won everywhere. So when they spend the money and bring those high-tier players in, too, it's like the expectation's there to win. And when you show up with a group that expects to win, you're going to get the most out of the culture. So it's pretty cool to see some players happy right now, you know. The ebbs and flows of the season are going to change that attitude. And, you know, hopefully we can do a good job of staying meshed. But with where we're at right now, we're in a pretty good spot.
Okay, we got just a few more. This is Depressed Mark Mathias, Truther. Has there been any dialogue about a possible extension?
Extension talk.
An extension. I'd rather not say.
Okay.
I'd rather not say.
Yeah, that's totally fine. No, that's – hey, we asked it. You said not right now to talk about it. We're good. Okay. Jeff Bates, this guy's been funny on there. He said, what's the story with the stash, man? What's the story with the mustache? Have you gotten a lot of that?
I get a lot of questions if it's going to stay during the season, but the story with the stash is it doesn't really grow all that thick around the rest of my face, and it definitely doesn't grow on my cheeks. So if there was any sort of facial hair that's going to work, it's going to be on my upper lip and not the top of my head. So, you know, I'll take it where I can get it.
I know what you mean.
Are you a guy that has to shave every day? You have to shave every day.
No, I shave probably once. I mean, I could shave once or twice a week, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 48, and the most I have to shave is every other day tops.
Yeah, I think that's a blessing, though. No offense to those guys that are super hairy. Like, you grow a good beard, good for you. But
I shaved this morning. I don't
envy having to shave.
I shaved this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Some work. I'm kidding. All right, and then last one from the fans. Mike Garner wants to know: are there any other positions you like to play? And then he said, "Say left field, I guess, because the Rangers were kind of looking for left field." But any other positions? I know you were third baseman coming up.
I like playing third. Yeah, third's awesome. Second is the dream, you know, because you get to turn double plays. You get to go out for relays. You don't have to throw it that far. But then when you get a chance, like you sneak up on a second baseman with an arm, like, you know. It's a pretty cool trait, but yeah, I'd love to play the outfield. It'd be fun, but I'm fine playing first base too.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. But hey, we got those in. We appreciate it. Couple of more before we get you out of here, Nate. I know you're busy in spring and you're ready for it to go. So I want to talk a little bit about some of your teammates going into this. Who's the best dressed on the team?
Some days I'd say Adolis, some days it's Brad Miller. Some days I'd like to take the title, but you know, it just kind of depends. I can tell you it's definitely not John King or Martin. I'm not throwing them under the bus by any means. I'm not going to say they're poor dressers, but they're definitely not the best.
Okay.
Martin has a little Latin flair. It's something.
I was going to say, I'm glad you included yourself. I've seen you walk in that clubhouse looking a little sharp there sometimes. I've seen that. Okay, who's the funniest guy on the team?
Me.
Yeah.
That's who I would think.
It's me. No.
I've always said, when people ask me that.
If his English would translate, Adolis is so funny.
Is he really?
Adolis, or Spanish would translate to English. Adolis is hilarious, man. He cuts up on some of these guys, and he is ruthless, and it is really fun.
Well, you know,
Will Smith is sneaking up there too. New guy, add him to the list. There's some characters, man. We're gonna have a good time.
Well, you know, we've got a new Spanish portion of this that we're gonna start having this year, and so we'll get Adolis on there to talk some stuff with him. Joel, our producer, is bilingual. He's gonna be doing some stuff. That'll be fun. Good. Hey, who's the prankster? Are you? I would think you again, but who is the biggest prankster?
Martin.
Martin's
the guy, yeah. What's Martin's left some things here and there in my locker throughout the course of the year that it's pretty funny. Pretty funny.
Now, have you seen a funniest prank since you've been here, or maybe throughout your pro career anywhere? What's the funniest prank you've seen?
Funniest prank I've seen. You know, I don't have anything that I can share. I'll put it that way. I've seen some funny stuff, but yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk off the record.
When
you get a lot of guys that are 18 and up in the same room, and you can come up with some high testosterone environments, the competition and funny stuff comes out. I'll put it that way.
Okay. All right, let's just do two more before we get out of here. I don't want to keep you too long. Hey, is there anybody that's the toughest pitcher you face right now that you really like? Is there one guy you're like, God, he just seems to have my number? I ask pitchers this too. Is there a hitter? Is there a pitcher that you face right now you're like, wow, this guy seems to have had my number a little bit?
The guy that did the whole like arms up thing with the Angels, Quijada. Jose Quijada, he will throw it off the backstop. I swear it's everybody else. And then I step in and he turns into freaking Cy Young. It's like he can't miss the corner. You throw that fastball right over the top of the zone. And I get in there to take one, and he throws one down the middle. And I'm like, all right, well, this time I'm swinging no matter what. And he throws it over my head. And I'm like, dude, I have not bought a hit with Quijada yet.
Okay, we're not tagging the Angels in any of this because we don't want him to know that. So going into it, last one.
Oh, no, he knows it.
This is a fun one. I always usually ask it the first time you're on, but we really had some technical difficulties last time. But it's a real fun when we get some great answers, and you'll love some of the answers we've gotten. It's what's something nobody knows about Nathaniel Lowe. We've had some fun answers. Jack Leiter can't stand peanut butter. We've had Wenzel had his finger cut off. There's some really weird one. What's something nobody knows about Nathaniel Lowe?
He played the upright bass in the jazz band.
You played what? The upright?
The upright bass in the jazz band.
Yes, did you finger strum or did you do the?
Some of both. There was some plucking and some with a bow.
All right, well, if we get one out there sometime, you're going to be able to – can you throw a song together, or have you forgotten it
all? I don't know. It's been so long since I've, like, seen one of those instruments. You know, I really don't know.
And I just really try bass. That is actually really cool. I wish I played an instrument.
There we go.
Jeff, anything else before we let him get out of here?
No. I got to get to the clubhouse. He's got to get to the clubhouse.
All right. Hey, that's Nathaniel Lowe. Nate, thanks so much for coming on. We'll see you back Monday. We'll be out there, and you guys will be back in town. Have a good rest of the spring. We really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks. See you in a couple of days.
All right, man. That's Nathaniel Lowe, right-handed first baseman for the Texas Rangers. When
he's
we come back, guys, we're
going to throw him.
What did he say?
He's a right-handed thrower.
All right,
he's
guys.
He's a right-hander.
Yeah, he does. All right. Coming back. See you, man. Big thanks to Nate Lowe for joining us today. And now we're going to go down in the bus league, which is always fun. And hey, speaking of going down in the bus leagues, Jeff, this is going to be pretty fun because it sounds like we may be doing some sort of partnership with both the Frisco Rough Riders and the Round Rock Express. So that fits in nicely with what we're about to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see if we can come up with something. It'd be nice, you know, to have some partners. And since we do so much with the minor leagues, it makes sense for a lot of us and or for all three of us. So I don't know. Let's see what happens. I'm not a businessman, John, as I've told you several times. So I might have to let you handle this. But we'll see. Keep your fingers crossed.
Okay. Well, listen. So. One thing I wanted to talk about this week, and I thought would be fun to talk about, is we're coming down. We've had people asking about roster decisions and what's going to happen, but Major League debuts have always been huge to me. I love Major League debuts. I feel, especially since everyone that will make a Major League debut probably this year are people you and I've met, talked to many times. So in a way, for me, it's kind of like watching a family member or something make their Major League debut. Let's talk about Major League debuts, who we think will make their Major League debut. And let's go from, first of all, like the most obvious. Who's somebody that you feel like there's no doubt this guy's probably going to make his Major League debut this year?
Well, you know, you always start with the guys on the 40-man roster.
Right.
I just think that's, you know, they're easy to bring up. They're easy to send down. But I will go with a guy who is not on the 40-man roster, who I think is going to make his Major League debut, and that's Chase Lee. The only player who's ever come to our studio, which is a big check mark for him. But he had a really good spring. Mike Maddox has always liked pitchers who are kind of a change of pace guy, and that's definitely what Chase is. He's not going to blow your doors off. He's got the funky delivery and pitches that move a bunch of different ways, and he throws a lot of strikes. And I think last year, you know, he started off so well at Frisco, went to AAA and had some hiccups, but then was really, really good and was the minor league reliever of the year for the Rangers. So I'm going to go with Chase Lee as the guy who I just think is, no doubt in my mind, going to make his major league debut.
Well, and I would say most likely for me is Chase Lee also. I think that's just somebody sitting on the edge right there that they're looking at hard at somebody that could come up here. They kept him in minor league camp. That's another telling tale. Some of these guys that stuck around in big league camp. He stuck around in big league camp up until they kind of just sent everyone down at the end there. I've got one that I think has got a real possibility. He's a longer shot, obviously, but they took a long, hard look at him. And if things open up, I could really see it, and that's Mark Church.
Sure. You know, another friend of the show, he was on here recently this spring. You know, he really does need to pitch, though, at Double A, because he got called up last year. The numbers weren't great, but he was really, really good this spring. And he impressed Bruce Bochy for sure. Young guy, throws hard, wipeout slider. He's working on a split finger that he talked to Nathan Eovaldi about. A guy who wants to learn young, fresh arm. You know, he didn't pitch a lot in high school, he told us. So it's an excited guy. And I think I think his birthday's on opening day. If I'm not mistaken, I think he turned 22. So he's young, and you know, he will be in Frisco again. And another thing about him is he's Rule 5 eligible after this season.
So he'll be on it.
If you know you're going to protect him and you need him at some point in the season, just add him to the 40-man in season, and it takes care of that.
And that's my point with him. He's a guy that if there's somebody that struggles, maybe someone that's in their late 20s that's been with the club a little bit, I'm not going to name names, but there are some names out there that'll be on this club, and they feel like they could go to Church, I could see a DFA happening with somebody and get him in here, like you said, later in the year, especially if he's having some success at AA. He might be a quick promo to AAA if he's doing pretty good before the halfway in the season, because he has been in big league camp and done well. Now, there's an obvious one because he's on the 40-man. I think everyone thought last year he was going to make his major league debut. He looks a little better this year, but obviously that's Cole Wynn. And he's an easy call-up because he's on the 40-man. He's at AAA. He just needs to get the ship right in AAA, and he's easily could be one.
He did well in spring, the limited opportunities he had in Cactus League games. He threw a lot of strikes, and that was the deal last year that really bit him. He seems confident. You know, if I played golf as well as Cole Wynn did, I would be confident about everything in life. And right. we had a conversation with him, and he had played the day before or something like that. I think it was an off day. And you're like, well, what was your average drive, you think, yesterday? He goes, I don't know, about 355. 355? I mean, he's a really good player. But anyway, he's a good pitcher too. And I know everybody got turned off by last year, especially the industry publications, but the stuff is still there. And I think that he's only going to grow from what he experienced last year and the things he did this offseason. So, sure. I mean, he makes a lot of sense. It, you know, it depends on how honestly the bullpen shakes out. If Reagans and Dunning are in it, and then if Glenn Otto is injured and can't start the season, they need a starter. It could be, you know, and so we'll see about that. But I think another guy who has a chance, especially if there's a position that's if the Rangers need some runs, if they're not hitting, I think Justin Foscue has a chance. Also, he'll be at AAA. He's another guy like Church who will be Rule 5 eligible after this year. He's an obvious add. He's had a really good spring. I think he has 3 homers in Cactus League games. Doesn't strike out a lot, makes a ton of contact. He played a pretty capable second base yesterday in the game against the White Sox. And then, you know, a DH type of guy, you know, and just come up and let him hit because the guy's going to hit. Same thing with Blaine Crim. I think Blaine Crim's a guy who's a hitter.
Right.
And, you know, the Rangers aren't deep at first base. Something were to happen to Nathaniel where he could only DH, let's say, Blaine Crim could be the guy who could make his debut this year too.
Yeah, I agree with that. And when you start getting into position players, as far as guys that have a chance, Foscue – jumps out immediately as somebody that could do that. Another name that's kind of a longer shot back there, is in the outfield, maybe someone like a Dustin Harris or maybe even an Evan Carter who needs more time at Double A. He ended the season there. But let's just say those guys start tearing up Double A and Triple A, and that left field position isn't secured by Grossman, who seems to be the leader in the clubhouse right now to start opening day out there.
Yeah, I mean, Grossman's going to be an everyday player, it seems like.
It sure seems it.
I think there is an opportunity in center field. I think if Tavares struggles, if Bubba Thompson were to struggle, where do you go at that point? Is Travis Jankowski going to be in the organization? Are they comfortable with Josh Smith enough to do that? So
there's been rumors about
Acuna. There's a chance there, I think, too.
There's been some talk about Acuna moving out and maybe playing a little center field. I don't know. We got Ezekiel Duran also.
Yeah.
But Duran's already made his big league debut. He doesn't count.
Say that again, John.
I said Duran's already made his big league debut, so he doesn't count.
Right. In this Duran, we'll know this time next week who's making the team or not, but he's got a shot.
Well, listen, guys. Look, this was. Is there anything else we want to get to? This has been kind of short, but there's not a lot. Season's going to kick off next year for AAA, and then everyone starts the week after that.
There's going to be some
fun. There's going to be some fun bus league stuff here in the next couple of weeks.
Week we can really dive into the minor league stuff, or the week after that when the other three affiliates get started.
Well, rosters will be set.
Maybe we can do a minor league preview show or something.
Absolutely, because rosters will be done. Right,
they'll have their roster. That's right. We'll know everything, and that's always fun to dissect. So,
absolutely, that'll be fun. And guys, look on the YouTube channel because we are separating this portion right here off the main one. If you ever just want to go see the Down in the Bus League segment, it's going to have its own channel on the YouTube. You can go in there and just look, and we've started it the last three or four episodes, and we'll do this one too. It's just called Down in the Bus Leagues, and it's just going to be this segment right here. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Big thanks to Nate Lowe for stopping down and talking with us today. We always love when Nate comes on. He's always fun to talk to when we're around the clubhouse. Jeff, you're heading back Saturday. Rosters, like we talked about, probably won't be set by then, and it'll probably come up too. But we'll probably have a little bit. Next roster predictions will probably be pretty safe bets coming out after that. But anything else before we knock it down?
Nope, just time for the regular season.
Absolutely. Big thanks again to Premier Properties. Talked about them earlier. Big thanks to them. But, guys, until next time, we'll see you at the yard.
Roxo Media House.